560 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, July the 14th, and it's going to be a little warm today. We'll talk about that in a second. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today we begin our week-long, and maybe longer, having all the candidates on for city council. Today we're starting with Michael DeQuisto. Tomorrow will be Christian Schrader. Wednesday, Brent Weaver. Thursday, Francie Sullivan. Friday, Patrick Jones. And next Monday, Michael Quinn. If there's more out there, we'll find them too and bring them on. So you'll be able to hear what they think, what they plan on doing if they're elected, what they plan on trying to do.
I think everybody wants to hear about a plan.
Everybody wants to see some vision out there. 7:07 in the morning. Bad Bob's here. Of course, Linda's here. And we're going to start off with Chris Lasondak.
With our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street, Chris?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into the new trading week, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 129 points at 17,073. The S&P 500 adding 11 points at 1978, and the NASDAQ Composite's up 25 points at 4441. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 95 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 20 cents at 1558, Ford's up 3 cents at 1750, Citigroup up $1.48 at 4848, and Alcoa up 14 cents at 1611. Of local interest, PG&E up 21 cents at 47.33. North Valley Bank down 3 cents at 22.22. Harley-Davidson's down 48 cents at 67.87. And Smith & Wesson Holding Company up 16 cents at 13.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.53%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46. Oil's down 18 cents a barrel at $100.12. And precious metals are down sharply, with gold down $31.64 an ounce at $1,306.20, while silver's down 49 cents at $20.90. This is Chris Lasondak of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908. Chris is the one that, when he was on our show, talked to us about how a good investment, a solid investment made in when you're 22 years old, by the time you're 65 to 67, you'll be able to retire with that. To be able to,
what does that mean?
Well, solid investment.
Retire.
I don't know what that means.
Does that mean like stop working and that you've got money that comes in?
I think that's what it means. Is you can retire and there, you have a sufficient amount of funds coming in to take care of your lifestyle.
According to most people I talk to, it just means you're twice as tired.
Retired.
I don't know. I think, and it's interesting because I saw my dad. I saw my dad, and of course, you know, now he's 83 and he retired at 62. Well, excuse me, it could have been 64. But 31 years working at Aerojet, and he never went back to work after that. He worked diligently in his yard. And, you know, so now they have this, you know, beautiful yard that's got, you know, the biggest koi pond in the North State and, you know, so on and so forth. And I know it used to bother my mom because my mom ended up working about 10 years after he did.
Still bothers your mom. If you know what? If your dad's sitting there looking really happy and happy and complacent, I just turn to June and go, hey, June, can you imagine that your, you know, your husband retired when he was 62? And off she goes. And Tom just looks at me and he goes, You just, you know.
Hey, do you want to do a recap of the weekend?
Still fires her up. What do you mean did? It still does.
I know. Well,
in fact, if it's – I don't even talk about
it
anymore.
Well, my mom's just a real – I think he – You know, my dad was in show business. He went into the Navy, and then he started working as an aeronautical in the aeronautic. What do you want to call it? Aero industry.
Aerospace industry.
And so then he worked his way up through Aerojet when Aerojet had thousands of people to cut. He went through all. He was able to go because he could float. You know, they would call liquids and solids, and liquids would lay off, and then he'd go to solids. And we have so much to cover this morning. You know, we want to cover the weekend. Speaking of, you know, layoffs, every time I hear of a word, it conjures up something that's happening in headline. It just makes me want to scream.
Well, we can talk about that.
Let's talk a little bit about the weekend. How about this show at Sunday at the Civic Theater? The Civic Auditorium. It was called Menopause the Musical. And all I can say is that real men attended Menopause the Musical. I saw Dick fighting there. I saw numerous other men there. And I looked around and went, you know what? This is a new world. Because I saw the show maybe 10, 12 years ago. There was a few men in the house. There were several men. And one lucky man was his lap was sat upon by one of the sexy girls on stage. She came down in the house, and you know, it was so funny. And when I say it was funny, it was like happy, happy, funny. There was nothing in it that was sad. It were parodies. All of the songs that they sang and they talked a little bit and they went into songs were parodies, and it was hilarious. I mean, I thought, you know, Reading's kind of a conservative town. There were a couple things there that were pretty risque. Crowd went wild. It was fabulous. Bob was going to say something.
No, I think that the men who have seen it from their point of view were looking
to find it quite that amusing. The seven dwarfs of menopause.
But I think exactly. But I think what they
itchy,
it was good theater.
Itchy, angry, sweaty.
No, I mean it was good theater. If anybody saw this show and laughed as hard as I did. I was so fortunate to have some girlfriends with me that just, I think everybody just left and thought that was inside out, just joyful and funny. It was all a...
Well, they sold the place out too, pretty
sisterhood, much. laughing, and got to meet the cast members afterwards, and most of them are from Kansas City, Ohio. The one gal is from New York. But it's nice when you see great theater like that come through Reading. Appreciated that so much. Great turnout. And like I said, men, those of you who went, congratulations. You supported your wife, first of all, and you got some great theater on top of it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come on back. We got a lot of things to talk about. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Besides just Espresso Joe's with, you know, great coffees in the morning, and everybody needs some coffee in the morning, they also have a lot of icy drinks for the afternoon when it gets up to 108 or 9 today. We've got to still do the weather here. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and also a huge selection of e-cigs in all flavors and different groups of them. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Now, Tobacco and Brew also, we like to talk about Joe and Shelley. Joe lost his, he's had some losses in his family over in the past week. And I think you talked about it was last week about it. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the whole family. So what's the weather look like today?
Well, it's currently 68 degrees. And for many of you, it's smoky outside. So there are areas of smoke, especially before noon. And we're going to reach around 109 today. Now, there's varying temperatures across Reading. And Bob always talks about that the airport's different than, you know, these little pockets. So we can be anywhere from 107 up to 111 today and varying in that time. You know what I'm talking about, in that area of degrees. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 75. Tomorrow it's going to be hot. A forecast calls for 102 tomorrow, mostly cloudy tomorrow night. And then slight chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday. It's so hard to see 20% chance of some thunderstorms with 102. So hot with thunderstorms. Okay. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call. They're locally owned and operated, 365-3793. Shop local.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll be talking about the Bully Fire and the fact that the Bully Fire was allegedly started by somebody by the name of Smoke. and the story about that, and we can talk about how marijuana doesn't hurt people. The also about pink slips. It's you would think that pink slips, it's bad news, but how would you like to get a pink slip while you're getting shot at the same time? We're going to talk about that also when we get back. Of course, again, the beginning of this whole week is going to be our city council candidates running for city council. Today, Mike DeQuisto will come on at 8 o'clock. We've got a lot to talk about between now and then. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, give us a call, 530-605-4567. I'll be just fine. No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy. Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise, like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
That's what you wanted to hear. 7:18 in the morning, comes over here. That's his bump buzz music. Come on, let's hear the boys. Come on. Is that all we get? Is the riff?
Guess who just got back today? Them wild eyed boys that have been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think that's.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Hey, you know, Bob. He says, Bob goes, oh, you're stepping on my creativity. I said, look, can I hear a song that I want to hear now and then? I mean, Linda calls him out. You call him out. I mean, I do it once and I get spanked here.
Oh, stop your Monday morning whining.
Whining. Okay.
Remember that scene in Galaxy Quest when Sigourney Weaver says, I have one job on this ship.
Hey, you know, I'm wondering why that song for you. But let's go. Okay, we got to thank our sponsors, Orchard Nutrition.
That's right. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's North State's nutrition expert. Classes on health and diet, plus the fact you're just walking into the place and you feel healthier. Got everything. It has everything that you can possibly imagine as far as organic food, supplements. It has it all. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. Again, down in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, it's really a great place to go to. We get all of our organic and raw foods right there.
All right, so let's. You know, I know you're. I've been sensing from you, and I know our listeners want to hear
sensing
this.
Sensing.
No, I've been. I know you're sensing. You're irritated.
I am irritated.
Great disturbance.
You're
in
irritated.
The force.
Yeah, there is a great disturbance in the force. No kidding, because you know I can feel that in the waves of the you know when somebody's at peace and when somebody's not at peace. And Carl, just say it out loud.
Well,
you're upset.
You know, frankly, this president is destroying our military, and he's doing it in such a way that it's below the radar, but it shouldn't be. He is taking all the money from the military and putting it into his failed social programs, including this complete disaster on the border, and it's coming out in his approval, public approval. The people's approval of this president is the lowest it has ever been. It's 40% of the people in the United States think he's doing a good job. Now, who are these 40%? Frankly, I'd like to know who that is. But, you know, 55% of the people in the United States say this man is not doing a job, can't do the job, and doesn't have the qualities to do this job. And yet he continues to destroy aspects of our society and our military. And, you know, and if it's unintentional, if he has just taken a complete hands-off, laissez-faire attitude toward the government and he's just turned people loose, that's even worse. But in this case, 1,500 of our soldiers, of our captains and majors in the Army, were given their pink slips this last week, saying that you're going to be out next April 1st. How appropriate, huh? April 1st. Some of them, you know, it's one thing to, you're in garrison, you're there with your family, and you get this thing, you're called in, said, hey, look, you're getting RIFT, reduction in force, RIFT. And it, you know, it's one thing to get it there, okay, and you've got till next April to figure out what you're going to do. Next April. So you figure out, let's see, what is that? Is July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. You have 8 months. You have 8 months to figure out what you're going to do with your life after being in the military 14 years, up to 14 years. That's bad enough. The worst part, though, is this. They gave them to men and women that were in the front lines in Afghanistan that are going out and risking their lives every day. Oh, we don't want to keep you, but hey, take out that next patrol into the valley, into the Carker Valley again, where we're getting, you know, our butts handed to us. Head out on that road down there where the IEDs are. Head on out there. Oh, by the way, we're firing you. Imagine if you gave a imagine you gave police in Detroit who are, you know, in a fight for their lives a lot too, or Oakland or some of these other places. Hey, by the way, we're going to fire you in 8 months. Give us your best effort for the next 8 months while you're in combat here. You know, and then some of them are going to be coming back in probably.
What?
What if they come? What if they're coming back next? Coming back in January or February or March? Or what if they've just gotten over there and they're supposed to be there for a year? So okay, we're going to extend you for 6 months. So then when you come back, we'll give you 6 months then to make your plans.
Why
can you believe that?
No, I can't. But why on the other hand, why should it surprise you or any? Not that you did, but not for anybody who voted in this administration. For the second term, didn't you see it coming? Didn't you know it was going to be the worst?
They already had sequestration, and they said, oh, this is because of sequestration. It's because they're taking all this money and putting it in their social programs, which are failed. I mean, if there's one institution that the people in the United States respect, it's the military. It always rates high in respect and in the belief in the honor of the military. So let's just take these people and destroy it. Now, let's, not only that, but let's mothball those carriers when the Chinese are in a shipbuilding program of something like 37 over the next few years. The Russians are pouring billions of money into their defense. And what are we doing? We're cutting back. we're cutting back because, and as admirals are saying, you know what, don't count on us be able, or the generals are being able to say, and admirals, don't expect us to be able to do what we're doing now. And you know what, in the Pacific, we've always had, we've always enjoyed the idea of having a, an military edge there because of our shipping. Forget it. Forget it. It's over. And it will be under this president. Not only that, when you're looking at these people, you know, anytime we have a drawdown, there'll be drawdowns after wars. But to give out pink slips to people in combat and to, you know, arbitrarily make these with, you know, a lot of times people just, the numbers which they have to get to are, can be done just by regular attrition. But this is not the way they're choosing to do this. And again, President Obama refuses to go to the border and meet with people down there. I'm not down there for photo ops. Well, he was there for photo ops for everything else in the world, including being, of course, with the, champion basketball, football, or baseball. But he can't go down to the border where those guys are down there, men and women are down there trying to keep it under control because he doesn't either care or this is another failed policy of his. You know, I guess if you're saying, what exactly is his purpose here in the United States? Is it to bring us to the level of the Europeans where they have no military or they have a very they have very little military? The Brits got rid of their navy. And why? Because of the Americans. The Canadians couldn't keep anybody out, mainly because they have no military. Except they have a very small military because they don't need a military. And why? Because the Americans, the United States is here. Everybody's kind of letting us do the heavy lifting. But to cut our forces back so we can't do any of the lifting is such a huge mistake. And here we are making the military a social experiment at the same time. There's too many things going on here. Anyway, okay. The bully fire, right up here in Ono, 4,000 plus acres. Is Brenda involved in this at all? Just from her locations?
Well, she's been off work for several days, but likely Predictive Services will be providing information to Cal Fire, which I believe is the lead agency on this one.
Did you see what caused this fire?
I did not. We were up in Scott Valley at the time that this thing got rolling.
I can tell you. You know what?
It had something to do with marijuana cultivation.
A guy was delivering a load of fertilizer. This is what he's been accused of.
He was delivering a
load of fertilizer to an illegal pot farm, and he was driving across the grass in the fields there with a muffler that was in bad shape, and it caught the whole field on fire. And guess what his name is?
Smoke.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is where we need some Cheech and Chong, not funny.
Freddie Alexander Smoke III of Sacramento was arrested Friday evening.
The third.
He is accused of starting the Valley Fire with an exhaust from his rental truck. He posted the $10,000 bail at about 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Well, why not? I mean, he probably owns a...
Well, I just feel bad because, we know that the Igo Ono area has experienced not only last year, they had a fire, a bad fire as well, to have this happen again. And, hello? Do you need alarm bells to say, what are we doing with these illegal pot farms? What are you doing about it? That's what we want to hear about today from all of the people running for office. We want to hear what's your plan.
Well, the ones... need to be able to talk about what's happening here in town. They can't do anything out
there
in the
county. That's happening here in town.
Oh, it is happening in town. But the bottom line here is this guy's out driving around, and here 16 houses were burnt. 16 homes. 64 structures, but 16 homes were burnt.
Lives destroyed.
And lives destroyed, lives completely altered, changed, who knows. Pets lost. Memories. You can't, there's one thing to be able to replace a refrigerator, but how do you replace that album of your parents who have passed away 10 years ago? That's those kind of things. When you think about it, you know, all the things that are going on around here, do you ever feel like sometimes you're losing control over what's happening in your environment? I mean, look at the border down there. You know, look at those people along the border. These people are just being pouring across there. And the idea is that they're all children or, you know, escaping from Central America is wrong. They're not all children. There's a lot of adults coming in here. A lot of them coming in. How many terrorists? How many would-be terrorists are coming across that border right now? I mean, just because they say, oh, 37,000 people coming across the border, you know, right here. Guys, let's just send a few over. How many of those? Hey, we've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, your talk radio station. If you've got something on your mind, give us a call, 530-605-4567. Hop into our chat room. And little Max and, gosh, Angel and Sunny, good morning. Yeah, we're walking on sunshine. Let's get into some other things that are going on, too. How about geoengineering in a board of supervisors? No, I'm not advocating that they be geoengineered, but, hey, it is a thought.
This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. You
Bonnie
know what?
Tyler.
We need a hero. We need a hero out there. You know, what happened to the days when you could look at people and say, hey, look, that's a hero. And then you find out your baseball players are taking drugs. Your football players beat their wives. Your president lies to you. The vice president is dumb. I mean, come on. What happened to our heroes out there? We need a hero. One of our heroes is Leonard. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go to Leonard. He's a hero when it comes to jewelry. He's got it all. Estate jewelry. He has all different types of jewelry. And he's got a guy there that will fix any type of watch you could possibly imagine, no matter what kind of shape it's in. I say that because I've never seen him not be able to fix a watch. Plus, any type of watch, batteries, anything, bring it in there. But mainly for jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Honest, and we'll give you the straight scoop. Do we need a hero, Bob? What is it? Do we need a hero? What happened to our heroes? Name me a hero today besides the ones in the military, like that young guy, that young corporal that threw himself on a hand grenade to save his buddies. Congressional Medal of Honor, or the Medal of Honor that he received for his selfless acts. Now, see, these are heroes that you never hear about. Instead, we get... Who?
Some guy who can throw a baseball really, really well.
Yeah, but who else? Who else? I mean, who would you say is a hero? Is Rand Paul a hero? Is let me think about
others. He's
been
ripping into Perry.
Depends
you know,
on
that,
your
that's
point
a big
of view.
One.
Yeah, too. Is Rick Perry a hero? Is
no,
is,
Rand
is
Paul's
Eric
rip-
Holder a hero?
He's been ripping into Palin.
Is Palin a hero?
I don't think any politician qualifies.
Okay, let's take the myself. Okay, take politicians out. Okay, who do you think is a hero? Who would you nominate as a hero in the United States
today? How
about
the guys out there on the fire line today in 109 degree weather in smoke wearing turnouts? I could
heroes,
not do that.
Heroes. Those are your heroes. Guys like that. Guys that are facing the crime. Guys that are facing fires. Men and women on the lines of their military. Those are heroes. But you take those away. Who else are our heroes? Are teachers heroes still? Principals? Superintendents?
No, we've had some wonderful local heroes.
We've had some really local. You know, yeah, we have had.
I can mention a bunch right now, but let's talk. Well, who comes to mind is Doug McConnell.
Doug McConnell.
Doug McConnell is
Doug McConnell.
He's a medical hero, and
you know
he's
what?
Also served
he
our country.
He is a hero. He has saved lives.
Saved
he
lives.
Saves lives. And he goes out there, and he's selfless
way
about
beyond,
that.
Way beyond what is expected of him. He expects more of himself. And there's a guy who you know that you would trust your life with. So I think that, you know, I don't even – if he's listening, Doug, we're talking about you. I mean, to me, you're a hero.
I think he's a hero. I think that's true. You know what? There are heroes out there. You know what? There's other heroes that come in and they speak their mind, and even though it may cost them, they still speak their mind and about what they do in loving this country. But heroes. Some, you know, it used to be is somebody like, you know, you had Lou Gehrig, and who played in so many games. Of course, the Babe back there was a hero, but then you find out later on that Babe, you know, might have had a few foibles with the peccadilloes in his past. But then you look at the heroes today in, you know, Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron was a hero. He was a hero.
Was John Wayne a hero?
John Wayne was a hero. John Wayne portrayed the life where it was, where good wins. You know what we've seen too? Okay, there's this new TV show called The Ship.
The Last Ship.
Last Ship. And here's it on TV. It's on TNT or something, one of those channels. I'm not sure which one. Anyway, because we just record and we don't watch TV. We just watch what we record. But the thing about this is that it brings God into the show. I mean, they're praying about things. They talk about a higher being when they're trying to succeed. When you see things
faith.
Like that, I mean, it's in faith. I mean, it's like, wow, you don't usually see this on TV. I saw commercials the other day on TV of two girls outside a bar. It's a comedy. And they're squatting down, peeing. That was a commercial. That was a commercial this wasn't HBO. This was on regular broadcast TV. That's a commercial. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't think I'm going to watch that show because this right here is not funny. I mean, this is like, you know, I mean, two girls I mean, this is just
obviously
incredible.
They had too much beer to drink.
We celebrate Bulgaria. We're bringing it to a new high, and the things we accept. And this, you know, I mean, yes, life has changed. People are different. Yesterday on the Don Shulman show, and I saw photos from the young lady that was taking them on. Here's a new band in town. The kid, when you're listening to him, is articulate. He talks about his music and all that. But if you see his photo, you would probably walk across the street because of the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them on his head. And, I mean, he's tattooed, heavily tattooed. And yet when you're listening to him, because you can't see him, he sounds like, here's a guy that loves his music and, you know, he has his band together. He's got a job. You know, I mean, he does all these things. But it's, and as Don said, as Shulman said, he goes, you know, I've got, you know what, if I wasn't, you know, your appearance, if I saw you, would give me a completely different idea of who you are. So, and then I was, you know, then they put some things on Facebook of the photos of he and his band. So that's one thing. But. You know, but so life changes like that. I mean, let's just face it, life changes. Tattoos are okay, and that's fine with me, you know, whatever. But the idea of morality and what's right shouldn't change. Your intercourse, your moral compass shouldn't change because times do, I guess is what I'm saying. You shouldn't change because times do.
Well, here's something that hasn't kind of a segue into things that, you know, they did a sweep across the internet to ask what are five traditions we still uphold today. Five traditions. And so anyway, after doing a sweep across, you know, getting people to, you know, either call in, sign in, whatever, tweet in. Number one, throwing rice at weddings.
What's that about?
Well, it's abundance of fertility and good fortune.
Oh, okay.
In fact, the same thing is done in many cultures around the world, like in France, where wedding guests will often throw wheat, or in Italy, where guests will toss candies and treats.
Well, pasta is hard to throw. No.
Okay, number two, relying on a furry hibernating creature to predict the weather.
Oh. Yeah, but you know, you're talking about Patoxic Phil, the groundhog. But
February 2nd is the momentous day for winter loathers who sit praying that the curmudgeonly groundhog will not see his shadow and bring the misery to an end. The origins of Groundhog Day reportedly date back to centuries ago in European tradition. It reportedly stems from old traditions of Candlemas Day, as noted in the old English poem.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, but who really believes in that? Isn't that just kind of like, hey, let's all get together, let's look at Phil, and then let's have a beer, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an excuse to party in the middle of February, in the beginning of February.
Some people probably really believe it.
It's like French Gulch days. It was a Saturday.
Yeah.
Just an excuse to party and go down and parade have a great time down there. I mean,
you have to celebrate your history.
You have to celebrate your history.
Number three on the list, eating black-eyed peas and cornbread on New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah, well, I've done that before.
It's the norm to enjoy these foods on New Year's Day in the South. Some suggest tradition dates back to the Civil War. The delicacies are symbolic for prosperity to kick off a new year. The peas are said to be represent coins, while cornbread symbolizes gold. Anyway, that we remember when we got married.
We've done that.
When we got married the night before.
We had friends that came up and cooked those.
Made that before we got married on New Year's Day. Really? Number four, blowing out candles on a birthday cake and don't dare tell anyone what you wish for.
Well, you know what? You can do that, but Bob can't. He's so old. First of all, he doesn't have the breath. And the second of all, when you've got that many candles, first of all, you've got those first responders are standing by there.
Okay, according to one article, celebrating birthdays is a tradition that dates back all the way to ancient Egypt. Many civilizations, including the ancient Greeks and Romans, candles and cakes. But the ritual of blowing out the candles on your cake and making wish can be traced back to Germany. I bet you they're partying because of the World Cup. In the late 18th century, kids would receive birthday cakes with enough candles for each year of their life, plus one extra to symbolize hope for the coming year. Oh, that's a good idea.
Hey, you know what Merkel, their prime minister, said after Germany won?
What?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask the NSA because they're hooked into her phones and all that. So, anyway.
Number five, and we'll finish up with this, tossing a few coins into a pond or fountain anytime you pass one.
What's so lucky about that?
Well, I'm just saying that that's a tradition.
Oh, that's a tradition people do, but it means nothing.
Okay. It's not a superstition. Even when you have time to kill at the shopping mall, it's almost a habit for spare change. So you make a wish, make your pockets lighter, or just hear the plink of the coin hitting the water. It dates back to old Roman beliefs. And the tradition has apparently been around since ancient times. That we just said, people believed they could invoke the spirits of gods of the water, would in return grant their wishes just by throwing money into the water. So gods of the water, make a wish.
Poseidon. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about two things. How many saw that movie Captain Phillips? About the Somali pirates who took the ship down.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about that and what's happened since that day. And then I want to talk also, I think we should also discuss what's happening at the Board of Supervisors tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, or during, yeah, 9 o'clock, whenever the Board of Supervisors, get in and get there. Presentations tomorrow. I'm not even sure it's a presentation. I've been trying to find out, but I can't find out on geoengineering. I want to talk about that a little bit and how does that hit you, too? Anyway, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, Reading Home Helpers. A way to take care of your family, a way to keep your family in their homes so they don't have to go to a care facility. Every one of her caregivers are background checked. They're all bonded, insured, drug screened, the whole thing. They're there to help your family. And how do you know what kind of help they need? And if you just got questions about it, give Sharon a call at 226-8350, and she'll give you a personal, free in-home consultation on the kind of needs or maybe the level of care that your family needs. Again, ReadingHomeHelpers.com is the website, and her number is 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field, things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:49 in the morning. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 109 or 10 today. Need I say, do not leave anything in the car that is breathing, whether it's your grandparents, your spouse, your children, dogs especially, kitties, anything. Do not leave anything in the car. Well, you've just kind of just stepped in someplace, and you thought, oh, I'll be okay. Don't do that. All right. How many saw Captain Phillips? Which is a story of the – not a lot of people, obviously. It wasn't a big hit. It's a story about Somali pirates taking over a ship and how the SEALs went back and Navy went back and literally killed three of the hostage takers of the – you know what? I don't want to call them terrorists. Because in reality, they're just thieves. They're bandits. They're you know, that's what they are. They're not terrorists per se. They went there. They went there and they steal things and they steal ships. So in and I think that was 2009. But here's what's happened. What's happened to Somali pirates since then? In 2011, they took 237 ships and boats, and they received ransom of, if one ship was $12 million, another, a yacht was $3 million, just, millions and millions of dollars. This was a high income, a very lucrative job. In 2014, they had 7 attempts at ships. Every one of them failed. The pirates are calling it off in many cases, saying it's not worth going out there over the horizon anymore after these ships. And why is that? Because because the world finally got it together and they put a task force out there in these lanes, these shipping lanes, and they went after the pirates. And on top of that, the ships themselves have started hiring private security. And I know a couple of guys that have done this. They fly them in for this 4-day trip along this area in the ocean, close to Somalia and some of these other places. And they actually, and these 4 or 5 people they have on there are the guards for those 5-6 days. They get to the next port, they leave. So what are the ships doing that's differently? They've got different tactics where they speed up and they try to, they do the turbulence in the water, as you saw, if you saw the movie. But they also have a number of other things, including high tech stuff like sonar things,
the sound cannons
that when they point it at you and they turn it up, it can make you extremely nauseous, causing you to throw up. They've put razor wire and electric fences all over the sides of the ship so they can't get on there. And then and if it gets down to that point, then the armed guards go out there. First of all, they give warnings. They show them their weapons, and if that's not enough, they fire a few warning shots, and if that's not enough, they take them under fire. So the Somali pirates have all said, "This isn't, this is not a lucrative business anymore. You're killing us, so we're going to go find something else to do." Now, what they're going to do in the country of Somalia, I'm not sure. However, because this is an expensive deal here, as soon as everybody kind of gets back into complacency, they'll go back out again, I'm sure. Geoengineering. A couple of shows this weekend about it. In fact, they were talking about the fact of geoengineering and the impact it has on the climate. Now, geoengineering is putting particles into the sky and into the earth. And how do you do that? And this is where you get into the chemtrail side of it. Chemtrails. That's, the claim is that you have, of course, have planes flying over, crisscrossing, the world. And these contrails that you see are no longer contrails. They're chemtrails. Whatever you believe about that, you've got very strong opinions on both sides. But tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is going to hear a presentation, I believe. See, I've got to call again today and see if that's if it's a presentation, a true presentation, 15 or 20 minute presentation to the Board of Supervisors, or just 3 minutes from 20 people or 30 people like they did for the state of Jefferson. This is very interesting, though, to me. Is the Board of Supervisors going to listen to a presentation by the people they're talking geoengineering, i.e. chemtrails, and give them 15 minutes of board time to talk about it, and then, you know, figure out if they should do anything about it or not do anything about it or whatever? And yet 2 weeks ago, when the state of Jefferson was thrown on there at the last minute, and they were said, you know, even though they were asked not to do it, but they still met on it. But the state of Jefferson, and whether you believe in it or not, was not given a chance to do a presentation. So the question is, and there's many, many, many people involved in the state of Jefferson. In fact, many of the people involved in the state of Jefferson are also involved in the geoengineering, I would guess. I would just guess that. I would pretty much be right, too. So what is the difference about letting them make a presentation on the state of Jefferson for 15 minutes and chemtrails for 15 minutes? Okay, geoengineering, but it's chemtrails. What's the difference? And just allowing the people – I mean, these are Board of Supervisors. You were elected by these people. Why don't you have the 15 minutes to listen to it? I don't know. Maybe there's not going to be a presentation tomorrow. But it did. It was in the paper, and they're talking about it. They're going to be there
tomorrow.
Agenda
21 was talking all about it.
Agenda 21. I mean, everybody talks about it. Everybody talks about geoengineering. So they're going to – but also people are talking about the state of Jefferson too. My question is this. Are we actually giving time for – chemtrails and not state of Jefferson?
And not only that, we're told, don't come back with this. We're going to spank you, you know.
Yeah, don't come back unless there's three of us that say it's okay. So, I mean, Board of Supervisors, we elected them. We may have abstained on a couple of votes, but we elected them. So, and you get what you elected. So, but it's just interesting to me. I don't know if anybody else finds this interesting. Should be interesting to see what happens tomorrow too. What if they say, okay, hey, gosh, you know what? You're gonna, you know, the Board of Supervisors believes in is that we should not let any planes fly over us above to have chemicals in them.
We're gonna extend our airspace. To the edge of space.
Yeah, we're gonna extend our airspace over the city of the county of Shasta, 56,000 feet.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Anyway, a little humor there. All right. What else we have?
I saw something rather interesting yesterday. Coming back from the Scott Valley, we were coming over into Gazelle from the back way from Callahan, and a C-17 was flying very low to the earth. Now, I think maybe it's the guys out of Klamath practicing their low-level flight, but that's a big plane to be flying that low.
Well, you know, they get paid for that, unless they've had a pink slip, then you might be wanting them to think that, hey, my mind's not on my flying.
All right. You know, it's going to be 109 today. Wednesday looks like we're going to have 102. The reason I'm saying Wednesday is because I've got tickets. What a great way to stay cool by going to the theater. We have the Dixie Swim Club media night tickets, which it's a really nice night to go. That's this Wednesday, July 16th, for a wonderful – we just saw great theater. It's wonderful to support theater here in town as well. Give us a call here, and we'll give you like a set of four so you can do a date night or a family night. 605-4567 gives you four tickets for media night. That's this Wednesday for the Dixie Swim Club at Riverfront Playhouse.
Okay, and when we come back, we will have Michael DeQuisto on. Is our first in our series of candidates this week for running for Reading City Council. And Mike had a article in the Record Searchlight yesterday on what he was planning on doing to help combat crime in the Reading area. So, which of course is the first question I will ask them, besides what their political orientation is. The first question I'm going to ask every one of them, and I've told them, is, well, how can we plan, you know, should we be planning on anything? Yeah, the first question is, what do you plan on doing about crime in the city of Reading? Specifics, don't tell me world peace, world hunger, all this stuff. Tell me what you specifically plan on doing to combat crime. And Michael DeQuisto had an article in the paper yesterday, so we're going to talk to him about that. Then, of course, the other candidates this week, all the way through next Monday. So we'll get all of them on here. You can download anything they say. If you have questions, this is an ideal time to ask them. If you've got a question for any of the candidates on for any subject, whether it's going from unions to Turtle Bay, because that's going to be asked too, if that's supportable. This is the time to either hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. We're going to start all of that right after the news, right after the break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station. If it's not happening here, it may not be happening out there.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's military says for the first time it has downed an unmanned drone along its southern coastline. It's the first time it's encountered such a weapon since the Hamas terrorist rocket attacks began. Meanwhile, Israeli President Shimon Peres is trying to lay the groundwork for a ceasefire.
And I think there is either an open or a hidden wish to arrive to an immediate ceasefire.
The U.S. military says the drone came from Gaza and that it was shot down by a Patriot missile near the southern city of Ashdod. Citigroup set to pay roughly $7 billion to settle an investigation into risky subprime mortgages, a type that helped to fuel the financial crisis. Dick Bove is a bank analyst with Rafferty Capital and not sure who's getting the better deal.
Since we have no idea specifically what it is that Citigroup did other than this term shoddy mortgages or what have you, we don't know what the crime was, and since we don't know what the crime is, it's very hard to determine what the penalty should be.
The agreement announced today comes weeks after talks between the two sides broke down. The head of the Center for Immigration Studies says unaccompanied minors represent just part of the border crossing problem at the U.S. southern border.
Most of the people coming over are actually family units, are moms with kids, or even whole family units, mom, dad, and the kids.
Mark Krikorkian telling the Salem Radio Network, much of the media have focused solely on the issue of children and have been ignoring the fact that entire families, including adults, are included. Gasoline prices down a bit over the past few weeks. Analyst Toby Lundberg says Libya and Iraq have had a lot to do with the drop.
Production is up from Libya at last, and there has not been a decimation of supply out of Iraq. What this has done is made the oil market breathe a sigh of relief, as it were.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow up 135 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Are you looking for construction equipment? I've got just the source. Introducing AllEquip.com. AllEquip is the new way to buy used construction equipment online from the folks at Iron Planet. At AllEquip, you'll know exactly what you're buying thanks to the guaranteed inspection reports on all items. Then simply click it and buy it online with a no-haggle pricing. Great deals on scissor and boom lifts, skid steers, trenchers, backhoes, generators, forklifts, and more at AllEquip. AllEquip.com.
Unexplained rash, SRN's Ken Lorman reports you might want to check your mobile device.
It turns out the popular tablet computer may contain nickel, one of the most common allergy-inducing metals. Recent reports in medical journals detail nickel allergies from a variety of personal electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones.
That's SRN's Ken Lorman. Apparently, it was an Apple iPad that caused an itchy body rash in an 11-year-old boy recently treated at a San Diego hospital. A spoonful of sugar may help the medicine go down, but a study says that kind of imprecise measurement can lead to potentially dangerous dosing errors. The study in pediatrics underscores recommendations from doctors that droppers and syringes that measure in milliliters be used for liquid medicines, not spoons. The financial markets all booming in early trading on Wall Street, trying to recover from last week's losses. Right now, the Dow's up 135 points, the NASDAQ up 20, and this is SRN News. Some low-income students have inadvertently presented themselves as millionaires on an application for a federal financial student aid form, making it less likely that they will qualify for grants and loans.
The mistake stems from an online form change to the free application for federal student aid made on January 1st. The change expanded the space to enter income. Thousands of students have since then unnecessarily entered a decimal point that the system was ignoring. That means someone with an income of $20,000.19 could inadvertently register income of $2,019,000.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Samsung says it has found possible evidence of child labor and illegal hiring at a Chinese supplier. It has suspended business ties. The world's biggest smartphone maker said last week it would urgently look into the Chinese supplier following a New York-based watchdog's report that it had hired at least five children under the age of 16. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's a Monday. It's July the 14th. It's going to be hot today, and Linda will talk about that in a second. 8:06 in the morning. My gosh, there's a lot of stuff going on today. But let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor and Chris Lasonda. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into a new trading week, and the markets are moving higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 136 points at 17,080. The S&P 500 adding 11 points at 1978, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 32 points at 4448. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 162 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple up $1.22 at $96.44, Facebook up $1.57 at $67.90. Advanced Micro Devices is currently up 15 cents at $4.52, and Intel up 27 cents at $31.52. Of local interest, PG&E down 18 cents at $46.94. Costco's off 26 cents at $117.75, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $22.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.54%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46%. Oil's down 22 cents a barrel at $100.07. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $30.04 at $1,307.80, while silver's off 46 cents at $20.93. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
That's me.
KCNR 1460. And that was Chris Lasondak with the latest from what's happening on Wall Street. You want to find out what's happening on Wall Street, you listen every Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning. But you need to know more. You need to know what to do with investments. So you give them a call at 243-7561. They're the experts. They're your neighbors. They can look you in the eye and tell you the best ideas for what to do with your money and investments that they believe in. Again, 243-7561, and then head on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices.
I want to say our condolences first again to the Levy family. I just want to say that Pam and Harold Levy, married 70 years, passed away 48 hours from each other. There's beauty and sadness in this. First of all, you would thought about your parents and posted today. Shelley posted pictures, and I saw her yesterday. She showed me a picture of they had to be, I don't know, 4 years ago or 3 years ago, this picture of, it's the older people kissing and the love in their eyes and the submit the together, the safeness, that they're such a couple just in that one snapshot of them, you know, kissing each other, and then 48 hours from just not wanting to be apart. There's love in the
was
story.
The husband passed away, and
he passed away in 48 hours later.
His wife did.
7 years married, and that's Joe Levy and, of course, Shelley Levy, who own Tobacco and Brew, and they have been big supporters of KCNR since the day we started.
Big supporters of our community.
And yes, and very much involved with the veterans. So we're sad, and we know that they're on a beautiful journey together. So anyway, our condolences for the family with, you know, Joe's back and helping, you know, with all the estate and everything. So we're thinking about you, Joe. Areas of smoke today with temperatures around 109, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 75. It's going to be hot tomorrow with temperatures around 102, mostly clear tomorrow night with temperatures around 73. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. We have Sally on the line. What's happening tonight with the tea party, Sally?
Hey, Linda. We are going to have a sneak peek of what is going to be presented at tomorrow's Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And, yes, they have given us time for a presentation, which, thank you, Carl, thank you for bringing it up, that we were not allowed the same opportunity for the state of Jefferson. But Dane Wigington has assembled quite a cast of experts to testify, basically, tomorrow. He's got biologists, he has doctors, he has people who know about the weather.
He's got pilots, he's got all types of people.
Present at the Board of Supervisors tomorrow. And tonight, it'll be at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church. Come and see what he has to present. I know a lot of people on the state of Jefferson, they're not involved with the geoengineering, but the Tea Party is involved with educating. So we are not afraid to tackle just about any subject. So come on out, learn, and see what you think.
Okay, Sally. You know, the reason I brought it up was when I heard this, I thought, this is interesting that you would want to have a presentation. Okay, and whether they like it or not, and I know Dane would rather call it something else than chemtrails, because that's where it is chemtrails. That's how it gets out there, is to have that given 15 minutes, and then not the state of Jefferson, which they also had experts and studies and everything done. This is what I find really strange, that they would give chemtrails 15 minutes, but not state of Jefferson.
Yes, isn't it? And thank you all for making the point that they spanked this, too. So don't bring it back again.
Yeah, and so I really kind of can't wait to hear what they're going to say about this. This is something like, oh, you know what? Let's put our hats on here.
Did you say they thanked you or they spanked you?
Spanked.
They spanked.
Okay, I did say the spank word.
Yeah, you know, and they said, hey, don't even bring it back unless there's, you know, three of us that say we're going to, and that's going to be a while. But I just find it interesting that there's 15 minutes for this, but not 15 minutes for that, when indeed the whole thing is just, whether no matter what you say afterwards, it's just listening to the people.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's one of the questions we're going
to ask. Find out more and see what you can do. If you have questions about what's going on up in our skies and are looking up and wondering, come find out more.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
We're really happy about having – thanks, Sally. I'm sorry to interrupt you at the end there. But, you know, it rolls right into – thank you. Really looking forward to our guest this morning. And, you know, we are so engaged and so interested in finding out who is running – in city council, what are the plans for our community? So many people are feeling lost. They're feeling at a loss with what's going on in our community, and they want leadership. With us this morning running for city council is Michael DeQuisto. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How you doing, Mike? We're going to take an early break so we have more time to get into this, okay?
Smack in the middle. Say hello.
But Michael DeQuisto, who is well-known in the community, just had an article in the paper. But we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, with over 20 years of outstanding service to the Redding and North State area in Shasta County and all around. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, but just to take care of your cooling systems and heating systems, any make, any model, just call Martin and Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. In
here. And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
You could learn that one, Carl.
I know. Yeah, everybody wants to save the world. Welcome back. What, rule the world. Okay, that's right.
Not rule.
There's a big word difference between rule and save. And
yes.
Gosh, we ought to be playing this as our theme song for the whole
Welcome
week.
Welcome.
Everybody wants to rule the world because this is candidate week for city council in Reading. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Welcome back. Our guest is Mike DeQuisto, running for Reading City Council. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You know, you're starting it off this week, so you're kind of like setting the precedent for everybody else.
Well, I hope it's a good act to follow.
Okay, tell people they're getting ready now to get serious about who is running for city council. Who are you? Can you share with our listeners? Tell them about Michael DeQuisto.
Yes, I can. The first thing they can do, if they drive by my office and I happen to be there at the corner of Court and South Street, they can knock on the door and come in, and I'll be happy to sit down and talk to them. We moved to Reading in 1994. I'm a bankruptcy trustee. I'm also an attorney. I'm 60 years old. I've raised my family here, raised my kids here. I don't like what I see in the community that's happening that's bad, but I love the community. That's why we stayed here for so long, and I want to participate. I think everybody should, and give something back to the community. So I've decided to run for city council.
Okay.
How's it going so far?
Well, I do have a website if you want to go see
it. Yeah, we need to have that, too. We'll get into that a few times.
It's got all the pertinent info. It's votedequisto.com, and DeQuisto is DACQUISTO.
So you just let people come in the door and just sit down with you?
Well, they should knock first, but yes.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, how's it going so far in running for city council? I mean, what are you coming up against? What are the topics? I mean, we have questions for you, but what would be you say for you right now? And you've gone for, you know that we've got friends that have parties, you've had gatherings where people get to know you. What would you say would be the biggest questions so far that the people want to know?
Far and away, it's crime. Crime and safety. You can call it anything you want, but that's how I choose to define it. It's on everybody's mind. It's in everybody's view. They've had it happen to them. They see it happen to them. They have a perception it's happening. They read about it. And it seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Okay. All right. Now, every one of the candidates coming in here, we're going to ask the first few questions. Everybody gets the first couple. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am, and I have been for many years.
And which party are you affiliated with?
I'm registered as a Republican.
Okay. You just talked about crime. What are your specific plans for addressing crime here in Reading?
Well, this probably is a good segue into an article that I wrote in the Record Searchlight, or the Record Searchlight published yesterday under the Speak Your Peace column. And it's an article that has to do with the crime that we have in the community. And we can all talk about what we see, and that's pretty much a given. The big question is, what do you do about it? And in looking at and it's what do you do now about it, not what do you do in the planning in 3 years from now. If you look at the city's budget, the last audited financial statement, they had $12.5 million in the general fund in what they call unallocated funds. And for purposes of this show, that's what I call a rainy day fund. You could call it a slush fund. It's not really that. But what it means is it's money.
Reserve.
It's a reserve. Well, reserve is actually held to be spent for emergencies. This is over and above their required reserve.
Okay, so this is above the reserve, and you have $12.5 million.
So they have $12.5 million. Under their policy, the reserve should be about $3
million. Okay.
So, and by the way, this was an increase of $7 million. The year before, they had $5 million in reserve with about the same $3 million, $5 million in unallocated funds and $3 million as a reserve. So it went up $7 million from 2012 to 2013. So in essence, if you've got $12 million in the fund and you got to keep $3 million, that leaves $9 million, which the city has lots of uses for. I'm a big proponent of paying down the pension debt and the retirement and the medical benefits, and that's a gigantic problem. But I think the crime problem is at a tipping point now, and I think it's overwhelming. And if you don't do anything about it except sit and talk, 3 years from now, 2 years from now, all that money's not going to do you any good because you may be beyond the point of being helped.
Frankly, we've been talking about it for 3 years. That's since AB 109. We're at the third year now.
Well, and I wanted to come up with something to do now. So that $9 million is unallocated. Chief Paletti has said at many, many occasions the first thing he would do is hire back the CSOs, which are the community service officers. And they're the ones who do the administrative work. They'll come and take a report if you have a burglary or a property crime. They'll check for fingerprints. They'll respond.
Become the traffic accidents. And like you said, they're ones who take all reports and they get there.
They do lots of things. In the last budget cuts, they were let go. And the police officers can do this, the sworn officers that carry the guns and wear the uniforms, but it takes them off the streets. If you bring back the CSOs, Chief Paletti, I believe, would then get the officers who are doing those administrative duties and have them be out on the streets and have them do more patrolling and more enforcing.
Do you have any idea how many officers there were and how much their salaries equated to how much?
I haven't confirmed this with Chief Paletti, but I was told by someone who spoke to him a few months ago that it was 17 officers was the height of what they had, and it was essentially $100,000 per year per officer, and that was the cost of the salary, the benefits, and the vehicles and whatever they needed.
I've heard that, too. I've heard those numbers. It's around that $100,000 mark.
So assume that you have no CSOs now, and I don't think that's right. I think we have three or four. But
there may be a couple left.
If you have none of them, and you bring back 17, that's $1.7 million per year. If you divide $9 million, which is unallocated, by $1.7 million, you've got 5 years' worth of CSOs you could hire back and increase the patrols. You don't have to spend all of it. You can spend part of it. You can hire them for a year. We can discuss about whether that's the most cost-effective way to do it, but it's something they can do right now. And frankly, I'm surprised that nobody on the council has brought this up or suggested it. They certainly haven't in public. And I hope they have a discussion about it. It's something the citizens need to hear, and I think it's a fair, reasonable solution and a way to start now.
Okay. So the first thing you would do is into a fighting crime is bring back CSOs.
I would.
You're saying there's an abundance in our rainy day fund of $12 million, of which three they have to keep, but they've got $9 million more than they had.
$9 million, which they have not designated for any spending.
Nothing
so far.
Has not been allocated.
They could allocate it for something else, but I think
right.
They should allocate it for this. And then coupled with that, Chief Paletti will increase the patrol officers, the time they're on patrol, so they won't have to do the CSO duties. And I think it makes perfect sense.
All right. And have you done any studies to see how many hours more we would have people on the streets then?
I have not. That's a question to ask the chief. And
okay.
I'm sure it's more than we would have now.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, psychologically, there's something to be said about when a thief would see a patrol car. That could be just a quick decided factor. I'm not going to break in. They're right there. I'm a felon. You know, do I want to go through going to jail and getting out again? You know, whatever. It's like, it's not my day.
Well, that's exactly right. It creates a deterrent effect just by having the car out there. It doesn't solve the whole problem. We all have to participate, but it's certainly a solution that the city can provide.
Okay. All right. We have people lined up here on the phones. Let's go to the first one. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. First of all, thanks for being on, and that's good information. However, we did have the money for community officers. We did have $400,000. They elected to use it somewhere else. Staff decided, when Patrick Jones found that money, to use it somewhere else. And Chief Paletti went along with that. He and I had a lengthy conversation about community officers. And no, it's not $100,000. It's around $80,000. But when he puts it into the budget, he has to put in the maximum amount that he would have to pay these guys. For some reason, I don't understand that. But maybe since you're running for council, you can find that out. But the thing is that they basically did have the money. He did say that. Yes, sir, you're correct. He said it and said it and said it. And then when he had the money, he went along with the staff, with the city manager, et cetera, not to use the money for community officers. So basically, with all due respect, what you're talking about is passe. They had the money. They know they've got the money. They're building a police station. They don't feel it's as important as we were led to perceive when the chief was talking about it at every town hall he had. So I'd like your comment on that.
All right, Terry, thanks a lot.
Sure.
From the information I have, that money has not – I have not seen that it's been allocated specifically to the police department. I believe they were borrowing funds to do that. But in any event, the council and their wishes, it's a moving object and a moving target. They can change the allocations, and if they have that money in that fund, then they can allocate it to the CSOs. Just because they don't do it in the past doesn't mean you can't do it in the future. That's why you have elections. That's why you have ideas and why you have new candidates.
Okay, and that's true. And I think what Terry's getting at is the staff may have their own ideas how they want to spend this, but I would imagine a majority of the city council could probably lean in there and change their minds.
The city council sets the policy, and they direct Mr. Starman as the city manager to implement their policy, and all the department heads, including Chief Paletti, report to Mr. Starman. So that's the way that it works. Any three council members right now could direct Mr. Starman to take a certain amount of this unallocated money and use it to hire CSOs. It would go down to Chief Paletti, assuming that's what he wanted to do with it, and they could work on getting it done.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. Henry, good morning. You have a question for Mike DeQuisto?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Mike, are you aware that with unfunded liabilities and debt or loans is owed by the city comes to almost $750 million? That's with a B. My question is, how have you got a plan to reduce that amount?
This is separate from the crime issue. The plan would.
This is separate from the crime issue. This is an economic issue.
Okay, we were going to get to that, but okay, Henry, we'll jump in that one right now. Thank you.
The answer is I do have a plan for that. It took years to get there. It's going to take years to get out. You need to have negotiations with the different unions. There's 10 or 12 different bargaining factions. You need to change the nature of the pensions that they pay now. To pay a defined benefit plan where you get X dollars based on your salary and years of service in perpetuity until you die is extremely difficult to fund, to find the dollar figure you have to pay today. The city's only source of funding is tax dollars, and they don't really have a control over how much is going to come in or how much is going to go out, and it's very difficult to raise taxes. So you need to change the basic nature of that pension system. I suggested earlier that for new hires, you give them something equivalent to a 401k, which is what they do in private industry and private enterprise, and it's a perfectly acceptable way to do it. The unions don't like it. They're upset about it. They think it's taking money away. I'm not taking anything away from people that have been promised this so far. But if you don't stop the bleeding, you're never going to solve the problem.
So if people, whatever they've got right now, they keep. And then, but new hires, and I think everybody's talked about this, they pay more into it and all this. You're saying let's take it even further. Let's look at a 401 plan for them. They put money into, we put money into, but it saves us money in the long run.
That's correct. It saves you money in the long run because you make your contribution each year and then you're done. The way it is right now is the city makes a contribution each year and it gets a bill from CalPERS for its share of the future benefits that are being paid. But it's a big step. I don't expect the unions will go along right away with it. You've got to get there in increments. But it's certainly a reasonable goal. I mean, private enterprise has 401k plans. Very few companies have defined benefit plans. And if Ford Motor Company wants to have it and negotiate it with the unions, that's fine because Ford sells cars and they can make more money or less money. And both of them have an economic incentive to make it work. The city doesn't sell cars. It doesn't run at a profit. It can't make more money. So when it just promises and promises and promises and it can't pay it, you got to stop making the promises.
Okay. Our guest, Michael DeQuisto, we're talking, he's candidate for Reading City Council. He said, what are your specific plans for addressing crime in Reading? He said the first thing you would do is take this overage in the budget we have here in our rainy day fund and hire CSOs that would put more cops onto the street. Unfunded liabilities, union negotiations, but take a look at for new hires of 401 type. 401k type of retirement system.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM. To the country, I'm
gonna eat a lot of peaches. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and man's last stronghold right there. Get your haircut there?
No, my wife cuts it.
Okay, that's all right, then I can take that one. All right, Cypress Square Barbershop, again, right off Athens Avenue. Good people down there. Bob and I go there. Our guest, Michael DeQuisto, who is running for Reading City Council. Now, Linda and I are plan on having the candidates on again in September and October also. So as time goes on, we'll be able to, and you'll be able to listen to what they said today and what they say in the next couple of months through our archives, which I think is a fair thing to do. Some of our board of supervisors should go back and listen to the things they said, which they obviously don't believe in today. Okay, Michael, there's a lot of talk now, front page news, on supporting or about a homeless daycare center.
I've seen that.
Do you support the idea of a daycare center? And if so, why? And if not, why not?
I think it's a good idea for – I think anybody that has a solution or a suggestion to the problem that wants to participate and contribute is more than welcome. That's what good communities are made of. And I think that that proposal has some merit to it depending on what its goal is and how they hope to achieve its goal. I don't particularly like the use of the word homeless. I think it's misleading. You can have a house and not make your mortgage payment and be foreclosed on and move to a rental. Does that mean you're homeless because you lost your home? All the way down to having no place to live and living on the streets. So I would define that differently. I'm not sure, other than giving vocal support and maybe some credit of some kind, that it's the city's function to do it. Many of the services that you need for that are people that have mental health issues, and that's a county function, not necessarily a city function. But I don't have a problem with it. I'd like to see some more specifics on what is being proposed.
Do you believe that having something like a homeless daycare center downtown wouldn't attract even more people that are, quote, homeless or transients?
Well, if you just go on Google and you type in homeless city solutions and see what they do, there's all kinds of things they've tried. I know in Los Angeles they set aside a certain specific area for homeless people, for lack of a better phrase. And what wound up happening after 3 or 4 years is they created just a terrible community. They had to go and clear it all out. It was drugs and crime, and it was just horrible. So it didn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. I think that the people have individual problems, and they probably need individual solutions. And if a daycare center was set up to say, here's a way to get you back on track, there's three groups of people, and I take this from Chief Paletti: the wills, the won'ts, and the can'ts. The wills are the ones who will accept help, and absolutely we should give them all the help that we can. The won'ts are the ones who won't. They don't care, and we need to take care of those and deal with those. And the can'ts are the ones that have mental health issues, and we should help them as much as we can.
Record Searchlight managing editor Carol Ferguson was on Friday. I don't know if you heard, but they went out and they've been trying to ask questions, and they said just finding people that can actually answer the question of why you're homeless was very difficult because of the burnout, either mentally disturbed or just drugged burnout.
I think
I mean, all the people they talked to, she said it was a very, very tough thing. So I believe that if there's that many can'ts, then we have another problem that we need to address. But putting a daycare center, this is something I'm going to ask everybody. I'm not sure. I agree with you. Somebody has to come up with the idea. So we're looking for people with vision. So
and the one that's on the table, I think, is at she's starting. Let's see what she has to come up with.
Business here in Reading.
Yes.
You're self-employed.
I am.
Small business owner.
I am.
As a lawyer. Much of business in Reading is small businesses, individual proprietors. What kind of ideas do you have? What would you plan as the new city councilman? What is your vision for increasing business here in the city of Reading?
Well, to get business, because of the state regulations, you need people that have creative ideas and that want to do startups and things like that. To look at the traditional business model isn't really going to work, and just look at Stillwater to show you, you know, that hasn't gone very well so far. We started an angel investor group that I'm one of the founding members of, and if you have – we've had over 100 companies come to us and say, we have this idea. We want to make it. We want to move forward. We're from Reading. We're from Shasta County. And they start with one or two people, and they build up to 8, 10, 12, 15, 20. There's lots of things, and that's where you're going to get jobs in the future. And they need three things. They need capital, which we have a group to provide. They need a space to start out in, which would be an incubator. And I have suggested when the police move out of the police station, if the building's usable, maybe the city could donate it as a space to go. I see your look on your face, but it's an idea.
The idea itself, only because I've been in a police station, but the idea is a great idea. Okay, that's the only reason I looked at them. I thought, well, gosh, yeah, they could have their little offices in there and watch the sewage, you know, go by. But it was just a thought.
And the third thing they need, and the EDC does this and helps a lot, is they need mentoring. Some of these people with an idea, but they don't quite know how to get from A to B or A to C, and the EDC has a bits and byte group. They have a breakfast meeting where they mentor them and they show them what they need to do. And you put all those three together, and it would amaze you the different companies and different ideas that do exist here today.
So how would you implement this then, Mike?
Well, we have a website started up on the Angel Capital Group, which is starting a month or two, and they come to see us, and you do it on an individual basis. We have some companies now that are providing space. Bill Cohn at Frozen Gourmet has given space for startups to do it. Scott Putnam at Apex Technology has given space.
Do you think the city should give space?
I don't know if they should give space, but I don't think they should aggravate somebody if they want to set up a building to provide it, meaning they ought to let them do it, maybe give them some credits and encourage it. It's not for the city to go do, because the only jobs that government creates are government jobs.
That's right. It's up to private industry.
It is. But the city can get out of the way, or they can help, but they shouldn't stand in the way.
How would you – okay, then, as a city council member, how would you get out of the way? How would you encourage it? Okay, you're right. Government can't make jobs. Only thing government does is – anyway – so how would you, as a city leader, as a city council member, get out of the way? What are some of the ways you would do that?
Well, first of all, I'm sure the people listening understand, but to reiterate, the council is five people. You need three as a majority, and the way it's set up is you run through a city manager. So one city council person can't go to the building department and say, I direct you to do this. Doesn't happen.
And I think people understand that, but we're looking for somebody that can build a coalition and have other people in there that believe the same thing.
Well, I'm good at building coalitions. I've solved conflicts between parties for years and years as an attorney and as a bankruptcy trustee. To get back to answer your question about what would I do and what would I recommend, they did a study at UCLA, and it said, how long does it take to get a building permit through? And in Shasta County, and I believe it included the city of Reading, was 2 years. That's a huge stumbling block to anybody that wants to start to build if it's a business and you want to have a building. Look at Canteca Foods down the office from my place, and the guy finally gave up and left because he couldn't get an answer from the city. So you have to expedite that. They should have one person that they could talk to who could answer all the questions. They should be able to go in and say, give me a checklist for what I need to do, and come back and not have it be a moving target every single time. I mean, they may not like paying the fees. They understand it. But what they really don't like is, I don't know what's going to happen when I go down today, because I've done everything, but the last four times I've been there, they keep telling me there's something new. That's not business.
Well, there's something wrong then with that. And if we're, you know, it's acceptable right now, plus the fees. Would you do anything about changing fees? Would, you know, to build a little coalition and say, hey, look, it shouldn't cost them $80,000 to do this when it cost them, you know, $10,000 in the city of Anderson to do it?
It's about $35,000 for a single family home, just the upfront fees. And
really?
It's a lot of money. And when you increase the fees, what you're doing is you're taking money from the property owner, because the property value has now gone down, because anybody who buys it has to pay that as a cost to go develop it. So it's a tough question.
Well, it's a tough question, but you know what? We need people with vision, and frankly, if I want people to come up with good answers, because we're in the middle of a firestorm right here, and I'm not talking about out there in the bully fire. I'm talking about we're up to our butt in crime and homeless and transients on the street. It's changing the look of Reading, and as you said, it's touching everybody. And then you get into the fact of how do we get businesses in here? We have Stillwater sitting out there. The only thing you can do is graze goats on it. And, you know, that's the only way it's going to be a success. The one they're doing down in Anderson, at least they have a highway and a railroad station next to it. So whoever thought Stillwater was a great idea, we don't need that kind of thinking anymore. So, you know, that's why, you know, it is tough. But but we need our leaders to get together, build coalitions with each other, and then step on the staff if they don't agree with it.
Well, just as an example, if you've got to pay a bunch of money for a permit and you come in there, why can't they take some of that money? If the timing is the problem, they don't have enough time to get to your application or it takes too long, take some of the money and hire it out and hire a private engineer to say, you know what, I'm going to check your plans. The private engineer checks them and gives them back.
Okay, before we take a break, I have a quick question. Has Mr. DeQuisto served on any community boards or have any governing experience? If yes, what is the accomplishment he is most proud of?
I would direct you to my website. There's a lot of it on there. I have trouble talking about myself because I do it because I think it's right, not because I want accolades over it. I've been in Rotary for a long time, and Rotary does a lot of good things. Before that, I was on a board and I've been on the board on Rotary, and we've done projects. I was involved with the Sundial Film Festival that the Rotary Club started, and we then turned it over to the 2030 Club, and I think that's a huge success for the community. A personal project that I did, and I haven't really talked much about it, is I went to the library, and I helped a woman learn English and tutored her so she could pass her GED and go and get a job. And that's extremely rewarding and a very nice thing to go do. And you do it because it's the right thing to do, and it's a way that one person can go and help. So I have been on boards, and I have done that. I was on a board when the library was taken over by the when the city and county agreed to come together and have the private firm operate it, there was a board of government people. There was about 10 people on each side that were government people and about 3 of us that weren't. But I participated in that to help them come to an agreement to what to do with the employees and how do you manage it and do this. And I'm proud of that. I think the library's done a good job.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Michael DeQuisto is our guest running for Reading City Council. Two or three questions we have when we come back. One's going to be on privatization. The other one is this job a full-time job? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Howdy, Reading. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Reading's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR, 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's Monday, July the 14th. 80 degrees out there.
Going to be 109 today. We have areas of smoke today till about 11 o'clock. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 75. So tonight, 75. Low.
That's hot.
I know. Air conditioning is constantly running. Hot tomorrow with temperatures 102, and then we go to Wednesday. Slight chance of thunderstorms with 102, and that's pretty much what we've got. Friday looks like we're in about 98, so we get under the triple digits closer to the afternoon towards the end of the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They give senior and veteran discounts. We love that. 365-3793.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, they had just great sales down there over the 4th of July weekend. But they still can have great deals down there. If you're looking for a brand new Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda, they have them in any type of previously owned car, truck, or SUV. Right there at Crown Motors, your neighbors are making great, great deals for you. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to get a great deal? Keep that tax money right here in town. We can get more CSOs. We can build a new jail. We can do it all. Right there. Redding Crown Motors, outstanding service department. Give them a call, 223-2177, or again, 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest is Michael DeQuisto, running for Redding City Council. We've been talking about, this is kind of, let me give a real quick recap here. Specific plans for addressing crime in Redding. He believes in bringing back CSOs immediately. With the surplus we have in our budget. Why not hire 10 or 12 of them?
Let's do it right now.
We could do it right now. Unfunded liabilities, union negotiations, and why not start a 401 type plan, K plan to, for officers and other people that are in the, that we're, paying all the health care and retirement costs on.
For the new hires, I don't want to take anything away from what they've earned so far.
That's right. That's not fair.
It isn't fair.
New businesses. How about we help our startups. We back incubators and mentors here in town. And I'd like to see them go any further that the city, while you cannot build jobs through government, but you could do things like real cheap electricity and, storefronts or, having people compete to get these types of great things are happening. The, 25 or 30 college graduates are saying, okay, this is what my plan is.
The city can give credits and do that where they don't have to pay money out of pocket, but they can give credits and encourage it that way.
Raising taxes, will you promise not to?
I'm not convinced that the city needs to have the taxes raised to solve. The principal reason to raise the taxes that they brought up in the argument is that they want more police protection. Well, I have a proposal to do that right now and not raise any taxes at all. So I'm not convinced that the budget needs the taxes raised. And I learned as a lawyer to never say never and never say always. But right now, I am not in favor of a tax increase.
Okay. Privatization. How do you feel about they've quote, done studies on privatization. I'm not sure where those studies are coming from. Or at least going back and looking on how we conduct business here. But what do you think about privatization for city workers?
Well, let's look at what the city has done in the privatization area and see whether it's been successful as opposed to talking about it in the abstract. The one area that I can show you is the library, And the library is run, essentially it's funded by the city and the county, but it's run by a private company with a private contract. And the business, if you count the people going in and out of the library who are using its services, besides just the restroom to wash up, is huge. The numbers are off the chart. It's busier than anybody ever thought it was. That's a perfect example of privatization that's working. If you go to the airport and you happen to catch one of the flights that really does go and isn't canceled out of here.
Don't tell us that.
Well, yeah. But what happens is there's no parking person to collect your ticket anymore. It's all automated. So that's an example of privatization. I think it should be open for discussion in almost every area. I have some difficulty, and I would not be in favor of privatizing the police or the fire function. I think that the city needs to provide those, and I don't know of a model where that would work and that would be appropriate. But certainly there are some things that have worked, and I'm open for discussion. You have to understand this, the city's job and its function and the big scheme is to basically take in tax dollars in one form or another, take in money, and provide services. And the obligation of the city is to provide as many services as it can in the most efficient way and spend the least amount of the taxpayers' money or spend it in the best way possible. And that's what you need. That's your goal you need to keep. The dollars the city has, they're essentially fiduciary money, which means it's our money that we've given the city to spend. And you need to keep that in mind when you spend it. And every decision you make should have that in the back of it. Is this the best way to spend the money? Working in the private sector, it works for the most part.
I think it does. I think that we're cutting our noses off here if we're not looking at privatization in a lot of these areas. And in fact, I maybe not police and fire, but I think everything else ought to be on the table.
Well, let me just say, in the privatization, people said, well, what about the library employees? This came up, and what's going to happen to them? Are they going to lose their jobs? They didn't lose their jobs. There were other jobs available in the county for them because that's who they worked for. They were also offered an opportunity to come to work with the new company and come to work there. So they didn't lose their jobs. Maybe they don't get as good a retirement benefit, but they still have a job and they still have something there. And that's your function when you're running and you're making these decisions on the council, is to do what's best for the whole city, not any individual person.
What do you think about tax sharing with the county?
I think it's a huge issue that needs to be taken care of, and it needs to be resolved at a time when you don't have Costco coming in or when you don't have the place down on Churn Creek. It needs to be resolved so that future development will not be hindered because we have fighting among intergovernmental agencies over what to do. I think it's a terrible waste of taxpayers' money and time to have two government officials, both of whom are being paid by our tax dollars, fighting with each other over where it's going to go.
So tax sharing is something with the county?
Yes, I think you should, and with the other cities, if you can. It should all be done.
All right. Okay.
It's not a very exciting issue. But
no, I think it is, because tax sharing leads also to – there's things like the city could help the county pay for some things.
It's hugely important in how it works, because it's about the money. The city takes in money and redistributes it. So does the county. And when you start fighting among yourselves over who's going to get what part of the pie and how it's going to be distributed – that doesn't benefit the taxpayers at the end. So it's hugely important. It's one of the nuts and bolts kinds of things, and it really should be taken care of.
What I'm going to do is we've got just a couple minutes left. All the things that you've said, I've kind of tried to capture them on this, and I'm going to I'll send it to you, see if that's what you said.
Okay.
Before I put it on the web, which is different for me than in the Record Searchlight, who just – puts it on there if they think that's what you said, or maybe even thought that's what you said, or called you at 2 o'clock in the morning and you didn't call back and just said no comment.
That's Carl who said that, not me.
Hey, closing, final thoughts here. We've got about 3 minutes left. So Michael DeQuisto, you know, everybody's going to get this week, everybody who's running gets their 8 o'clock hour. So how do you close? What do you have to say?
Well, the first thing is to thank Carl and Linda and the station for doing this. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to listen. I think it's very important. This election has 3 seats up out of a council of 5, and it's an opportunity to make a big change if you think a change is appropriate. I do. I think I'm the best qualified candidate to go on to city council. You can look at my website at votedequisto.com, and it's got a lot on there. You can contact me. I have a Facebook page. The city council, you need somebody who is honest, who is trustworthy, who will explain what their decision is and why. You need somebody who can work with others and resolve conflicts and resolve and try to compromise on things. And currently, the current council doesn't operate like that. And I think it's beyond fixing. In 35 years as a bankruptcy trustee and as an attorney, I deal with people in financial problems and difficult situations all the time. And the vast majority of cases that we have and things we do get resolved. And they get resolved with creative solutions. They get resolved by listening to both sides, finding what you agree on and what you don't agree on, and then trying to find a way that makes everybody either happy or equally unhappy. And they say that the best resolution is one where everybody walks away and says, I'm not really happy, but. And I've done that for years and years, and I think that's an important skill on the city council. Different issues you can have different views on. I have a view on crime and what we should do with the money that's in there now and get going on it, and let's do it today. I'm tired of listening. I'm tired of waiting. I want something to happen now, and I think other people want it to happen now. I don't want us to become Oakland. I don't want us to become some terrible Stockton place full of gangs and all that. We didn't move here for that. We want to stay here. We want our kids to come back here. And I want everybody else in the community to have that, be afforded that same opportunity.
Yeah, have that conviction.
Well, I think so. And going on to city council is something that I think I can do and work hard towards that. I've had lots of support in the community. I appreciate that with everybody who's said nice things to me so far. We've raised a little bit of money. There'll be money coming out at the end of July. People will file their financial reports. I'm actually going down today to take out the papers, the nominating papers, to get the signatures and then take them back in and formally do the candidacy.
Yeah, tomorrow's the last day, right?
No, today's the first day. You got about a month to go do it.
Okay, but you got to take your
You go to the city and they give you a packet of papers and you need 20 signatures, I think, and you come on from there. But okay. Anyway. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank
I appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
Well, Mike, as you with the rest of the candidates, we're going to have on at least two more times. Thanks a lot for being here today. Tomorrow, Christian Schrader is going to be our guest, and along with a number of other things going on, too. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Thanks a lot for being with us today, and be with us tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Bo Bergdahl has been returned to regular Army duty. A senior Defense Department official says the Army sergeant who spent nearly 5 years as a Taliban captive in Afghanistan is now assigned to Joint Base San Antonio Fort Sam Houston in Texas, the same location where he's been decompressing. Citigroup will pay roughly $7 billion to settle an investigation into risky subprime mortgages, the type that helped fuel the financial crisis. And financial analyst Dick Bove says that leaves shareholders holding the bag.
Did the shareholders of Citigroup commit a crime? No, they did not. So who's getting away with no penalty? The people who committed the crime. Who is being penalized? The people who didn't commit the crime.
J.P. Morgan's the only other major U.S. bank to settle so far, though Bank of America is reportedly in talks to do so. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's military says it's brought down a drone that was launched by